Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
To Christ, who is the head of my life. I'm giving honor to my wife, Pastor Delick Smith, to my pastor, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, intercessors, youth, men, the ADM front line, to the members, families, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico, Good Evening Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you good evening, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For it was the Lord that woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of our limbs, and carried us through the day. Because of his grace and his mercy is sufficient unto the day. Aren't you glad about it? I know I am. See, I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. Because in the house of the Lord, there's joy, there's peace, there's understanding, there's wisdom, there's knowledge, there's anointing holiness in the house of the Lord thy God. And I'm glad about it. What about you? Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good evening to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you. Lord, I first come giving God the honor who's head of my life. Give honor to my husband, Deacon Joseph. Give honor to us, First Lady, to you, Pastor Smith, and Sister Smith, Pastor Carolyn. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God. Come to you once more, God, thanking you for another opportunity. And this time, God, to the glory and all the praises, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we lift up every sin and confetti in person this day, God. We pray, God, that you continue to heal. Heal in the name of Jesus, God, because you said by your stripes we are healed. God, we thank you, God, that we can stand on the word, out of the bowl, say, God, and see you begin to perform in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
when
yes.
When we can't do nothing else, God, let us continue to stand on your word. Stand on it, God, to the you manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we realize that you are not a God that won't lie and lie, God. Oh, God, thank you for your promises today, God. Because if not so, God, we wouldn't have anything to stand on, God. We thank you for your love and your kindness. That's what drawed us today in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, this day that you continue creating us a clean heart, God, and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up our households today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to save our household, God. Deliver and set the captive free in the name of Jesus, God. We continue to lift up our youth today, God. God, we pray, God, that you just send your legions of angels all around them, God. Lead them and guide them, shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for saving these youth, God, at a young age, God, filling them with your precious Holy Spirit, God. We thank you, Lord, because we realize we see you moving, God. No matter how the situation may seem, God, but we see you moving, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, continue to hold on to us, God. Wrap us in your loving arms, God. And guide us in the way that you would have us to go, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to let us see what you see, God. Hear what you hear, God. Let us speak what you speak. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We ask that you continue to go into the high rise, God. In the name of Jesus, God, go into the hospital, God. That's your presence, God. We realize, God, everything's going to be all right in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to be in our providers, God, for paying our bills, putting food on the table, dressing us, God, shielding and protecting us in the name of Jesus, God. Realize, God, it's nothing that we do, but it's all of you, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray today, God, Let us continue to boast in you, God. Boast in you. Telling somebody how you are healed, God, this day. Telling somebody how you are delivered. Telling somebody how you are made wake out of no way, God. Telling somebody, God, that you are a keeper in the name of Jesus, God. Telling somebody how they kept your how you kept somebody married, God, when it was all torn up. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the peace, God, that you have put into us, God. We thank you, Lord. We see that soundness, God. That soundness, God, that we could just sit back and relax in you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Continue to push us, God. Pull on us, God. Stretch us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to turn and pay up on us. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for our trials and tribulations, God. Everything that we go through, God, we realize you don't make no mistake, God, because it's all for our good, God. We thank you for strengthening us in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for each and every person that's tuned in today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you realize, let them realize, God, it is time to get it together. It's time. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, it's time for us to live the way you would have us to live, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for your teaching, God, your revelation, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the dreams and the vision, God, that's coming forth in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because nothing is hidden from you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, because you sat high, God, and you look low. You see everything. Don't miss nothing, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, today, God, that you continue to wash us, purge us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, everything ain't like you, God. Let it begin to come out of emotion, God. In the name of Jesus today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you sanctify our mouths, God. Let us be watchful for what we say, God, and what we do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, out of emotion, God, we pray, God, that every day, God, oh, man, come off, Haruboshe, God. The filthy garments come off, God, and it puts clean garments on us in the name of Jesus, God. Hey, glory to God today. We just thank you, God. We thank you for everything that you have done, God, and these to the Haruboshe, God. Thank you, Lord, Haruboshe, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that everybody have a hallelujah in their spirit. And thank you, Jesus, because you've been so good to us, God. You've been better to us than we have our own self, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Haruboshe, God, for teaching us the real world in you, God. Not of the world, God, Haruboshe, God, but of you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, continue to heal, God. Continue to heal, God. Continue to be a mind regulator for somebody, God. Continue to be a heart fixer, Haruboshe, God. When your heart is broken, God, you come along and you heal and you in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you today, Haruboshe, God. We thank you, God, for somebody today want to give up, God. In the name of Jesus, God, Haruboshe, God. I speak, Haruboshe, God, encouragement today to somebody. I speak,
yes,
God, into
yes,
their spirit
yes,
and their
yes.
life, God,
thank
that it's
you,
not time to give up, Haruboshe, God. It's time to just continue to push, knowing that God is for me, wake up for you. In the name of Jesus, Haruboshe, God, he's the one, Haruboshe, God. Somebody's about to give up, Haruboshe, God, because their husband left them, and they have kids in the house, nothing to eat, bills to do. Oh, but let me tell you today, God will pay your bills. He go to Moshe, put food on your table. In the name of Jesus, O the Moshe, God, just begin to call on the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, O the Moshe, ring high. The name of Jesus have power. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us realize it's the power in the name of Jesus, God. Let us relax, just cry. When we can't do nothing, just stand still and call on the name of Jesus, O the Moshe, God. Oh, hallelujah to the God. Oh, have your way, God. Touch your corner by Sandado. Touch through the telephones, God. Touch through the internet, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them feel your power. Let them, oh, shake, God. Turn their life around, Haruboshe, oh, shake, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, touch somebody today, God. Hey, glory, God. Put your hands on the head, God. Somebody don't go say, God, don't realize that good you are today, my. Somebody don't even know. But I pray today, God, that you come in contact with somebody. And after you come in contact, they will know that you are God all by yourself. In the name of Jesus, God, rain down on us, God, today. Rain down, Haruboshi, God. Rain down like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, these things this afternoon, God. We ask today, God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God, let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come right now in the midst and have an encounter with each and every one of us right now. Come, Holy Spirit, and give us what we need to take us through in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move right now on every prayer, every request in the name of Jesus that the mother prayed in this corporate prayer. Move right now, Holy Spirit. Yes, that you come. Have your way right now. Touch right now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to praise you. We're going to glorify you. We're going to magnify you. Oh, glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. Move in the earth. Move right now. In the name of Jesus. International. National. Local. Do it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Lord God. When nobody else can, Father God, through your Holy Spirit. Pour out your anointing right now upon your people. Holy Spirit, oh glory, lead us, teach us, guide us, renew us, reprove us, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Yarabashat. Oh glory, hallelujah, have your way, right now, Holy Spirit, have your way, Holy Spirit, the living God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
shake
yes.
Move.
Yes.
Stir up the atmosphere.
Yes,
right now, Lord God. In the four corners. Right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Through your Holy Spirit. Let him have his let him have his words. And each and every one of us, Holy Spirit. From the greatest to the least. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Move right now. And we thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, for coming, for rescuing, for healing, for touching, for comforting, for teaching, for leading, for guiding, for renewing, for reproving. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. This day, in this hour, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory because of who you are. Holy Spirit, sweet Spirit of the living God, glory be to your name. We thank you now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. So have your way.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit. Have your way. Right now. Internationally. Nationally. And locally. In the name of Jesus. We give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And amen. And amen. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Oh, glory. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. He is here, and he is in charge. Oh, yes, he is. Said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And so, we're going to lean on his everlasting arms. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we thank you, Lord. And we praise you and glorify you now. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord. It's that time. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. As we bring forth our own Mother Helen to come and break the bread of life around the table of the Lord with each and every one of us, internationally, nationally, and locally. God bless you, Mother Helen. Take
God
the wheel.
God bless you, too, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Thank you for that prayer. I first give an honor to God, who's the head of my life, the giver of my life, who wakes us up in on morning, on time. He's always on time. He's never late. He's not on our time, but he's in time. I give honor to Pastor Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Smith, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, Pastor C, all of the ADM family, my co-laborers in the Lord, the mothers, the prophets, evangelists, ministers, in fact, the whole ADM family. I greet you this evening with love and peace. Well, I'm not going to be before you long. We're just going to drop a few nuggets on you, and we're going to be out of here. All of this week, you know, sometimes you have things going on personally, and sometimes you have to take a look at what's going on in your life, not in somebody else's life. And I come up, I say, sometimes we have self-inflicted pain, because a lot of time we go by our feelings and we need to use our head and test our feelings and don't always go by your feelings. One of the scriptures I'll be coming from is Philippians, the first chapter, verses 9 and 10. And it said, "This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ." And that's one of the things we're going to talk about. Sometimes we lose self-control. We have unforgiveness. We have a lot of things that's going on that we don't even speak of, but we know that it's going on inside of us. And we know that we can make the outside look beautiful, but we got to clean up from the inside out. And I'm just going to share this. So don't go by your feelings. God gave us feelings, and we should never be ashamed of them. They can alert you to danger, give you insight in various situations. Actually, God uses our feelings to draw us closer to him and highlight areas in our lives that need to be submitted to the Holy Spirit. But feelings are subjective. You can't always trust them. But one counselor told us, when old feelings creep back in, we can feel fearful, ashamed, hopeless, not good enough, unlovable, victimized, helpless, and resentful. Sometimes an event can just trigger this reaction. Sometimes relationships have been ended. You have stress problems on the job, at your home, a time of illness. And sometimes these feelings are just returned for no reason. So this is what I mean by when test your feelings. Otherwise, you'll end up living a life shaped by things in feelings instead of what God say about you. And we're going to see what God say about us. I'll go to Colossians 3 and 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practice and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge and image of his Creator. There is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. And that's why we have to discern how we feel, what we say. Sometimes we can lose control and we react sometimes when we should just act and wait it out, discern what's right and discern what's wrong. So sometimes that's what I mean by self-inflicted pain, because sometimes we can just get caught up, and that's in all of us. As long as you're flush in blood, you're going to have problems. You're going to have issues. You're going to have the people that are coming against you. You're going to have people that say things. But, you know, it said in John 16 and 33, Jesus said, you will always have trouble in this world. He had trouble, but he said, I have overcome. And we can overcome by living a fruitful life in Christ. If you live a blessed life in Christ, are you going to be talked about? Yes. If you're a sinner, living a wretched life, are you going to be talked about? Yes. Sometimes this is a process, and sometimes we have to learn how to love and forgive. And we're going to speak a little bit on that because it ties in. It says, he who forgives an offense seek love, but he who harps on a matter separate friends. Sometimes it's foolish to jump to conclusions, to get upset about things you hear or things are said. Sometimes when we don't know what to do, we go to the rock, and that's Jesus and the Word of God. And he said, countless friendships have been destroyed because a person get offended by something that's been said. So hit the delete button. Don't let bitterness ever even think of putting roots down in your heart, in your soul. Love is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wrong. It never gives up. It endures through every circumstance. It seems impossible, and it is impossible, to love without God, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So yield to his love. Overlook offenses. Walk in love, because next week you may be the one needing unconditional love. When it comes to being perfect, we've all blown it. If you want your friends to overlook your offenses, be quick to overlook theirs. Make this your prayer. Say, Father, I thank you for relationships you bless me with. I make right decisions today to release anyone who's offended me in the slightest, to overlook it, forget about it, and move on. I will not keep a record of wrongdoing. I will offer mercy and unconditional love. So with that being said, let us always walk in love and forgiveness. Certainly people are not going to always do or say what we want them to do or how we want them to do. But Christ went to the cross and he died, and look at all he went through. Could we go through that, or would we go through that to save us? So go through the process. Keep looking to the hills, which cometh all of your help. All our help coming from you. Always bless the Lord at all times. Let a praise be continually in your mouth. Trust in him at all times. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Don't lean to your own understanding, because he will guide and direct your path. And with that being said, just when you feel like you're about to have a breakdown, realize you're just one step from a breakthrough. So be encouraged today. Let us learn self-control. Let us learn to love like Christ loved us. Let us refrain from doing things we know that's not conducive to the word of God. We don't have to pound on that and compound it. We all know when we're not walking the straight and narrow path. So be encouraged. Love like you've never been hurt. Forgive, because God forgave you. Because you never know when somebody's going to have to forgive you for your troubles and your problems. So let us not, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ. So I hope I've said something to encourage you today. And I never like to say anything without giving you the word of what I'm trying to convey to you. So God bless you. I love you. Be encouraged and keep looking up. God bless.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Mother. Amen. Those encouraging words of wisdom of God. Amen. Amen. And when we can take on those words, amen, and mean them and put them, amen, praise God, to godly use, then we know that there's a change has been made in us.
Amen.
Oh, bless his
name.
Amen. So we thank God, amen, for the word of God, because it holds its own self up and is good all by itself. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes it just don't take a whole lot. Amen.
Amen.
But the wisdom of God and the understanding of God, amen, to wake us up on today to show godly love in the earth.
Amen.
For one another. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, bless his holy name. So we thank our mother, Helen, amen, for coming, amen, and giving us the word from the Lord that we can go away, put it in our heart, amen, and then put it to use, amen,
amen,
and put it to use for ourselves and somebody else to show
amen.
Love in the world on today. At this time, we're going to bring in our own pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
Hey, God bless all of you. God bless you. God bless you. You know what Mother Helen was saying, and, you know, I was just reminded of something that we used to say when we was kids and everything. We used to have this thing said, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will never kill me. Amen. Mother Helen, amen. That's right. Amen. We heard this thing and we said it all the time, but it seems though once we get to a certain place in our life, it seems though things that people say, things that people think of us, now all of something is bringing us to them. Amen. One thing that I love about the scripture does fulfill itself. It says, "Power, life, and death in the tongues. Power, life, and death." One thing that I understand, especially about that, is deeper than somebody is releasing something on you. Same thing that somebody could release on you is the same thing you could block and release it back into the atmosphere. If somebody want to cause a damnation unto you and they can release and say, this is you, use this, use that, and speak death and try to kill you with their tongue and with the words that they say, well, the same words that the individual speak, you could use words to release, to block, and also to release and prophesize over yourself. So somebody could say you're this, I could use that same tongue in my body and say, no, I'm not that. I could begin to speak life. A lot of times we are dying in mere news, and we have a very low malnutrition in the spirit realm because we are not drinking enough water. Sometimes when you go to the doctor's office and you know you've been drinking, then you go to the doctor's office, they look at you and say, listen, you're dehydrated. You're dehydrated. And you try to figure out why I'm dehydrated. I've been drinking. I had me a juice. I had me a soda. I had me this. I had me that. But they say, no, it's the water that you need, and you're not drinking enough cups of water throughout the day, so therefore your body has some dehydration in it. How many of us spiritually are dying from dehydration? We consuming all kinds of things that is not benefiting from us. We consuming all kinds of things, and we drinking things and eating things in the spirit that is not bringing us the nutrition that we are needing. But when you begin to speak over yourself and speak life, when you begin to obey the word of God and you begin to not only read the word of God, but you also are applying the word of God, you got to understand, brothers and sisters and peoples of God, not everybody is to the level that you are on because they confess to be a Christian, because they confess to be this individual here. Because an individual might confess to be a Christian, that doesn't mean that they have issues or they have things that they are not wrestling with. And sometimes we forget that people are in a place, they're in a place because they are wrestling with different things. And sometimes we forget where we come from. A lot of times if we could really look back upon our life and look back before we must have the knowledge or have the little bit sanctified stuff inside of us right now, sometimes we probably have something to say about somebody. Sometimes without understanding and without being learned or being taught with something things, we probably have some issues that we have with the individual. How many over the years, over the time that we spoke negative about somebody and did not speak life? Matter of fact, we must look at today. Are we speaking life to our brother and our sister, or are we speaking that God going to get them because they said something about us? Are we speaking life with a sister and a brother? Are we speaking destructions because they rolled their eyes at you, or they don't like you, or they had something to say about you that you did not like? What are we speaking from that tongue? What words that are we releasing? It's another old saying that you could dish it, but you cannot take it. Let me say that again. You could dish it, but you cannot take it. So many of us could dish all kinds of stuff, but the moment it hits your door, you cannot take it.
Amen.
Be careful of what we say, and be careful what you release, because sticks and stones might hurt my bones, but words would never kill me. You got to understand, today you control the power that is inside of you. Begin to speak life over your life. Begin to speak life in yourself. Begin to denounce all the things that is not of God. Begin to denounce different things that comes into your life that is unapproval with God. Begin to speak against different things that God did not ordain. Begin to call prosperity. Begin to speak your health. Begin to speak different things so you can begin to walk into. The power of life is death. If it lies in your neighbor's tongue, it lies in your tongue. The question is, it's not what they say about you, it's what you say about yourself.
Man.
What do you say about yourself? What do you call yourself? How do you feel about yourself? Because at the end of the day, somebody can feel this way or say this thing about me, but at the end of the day, I know that I am a child of God. You can say one thing, but I know another thing, because through God I trust. You can say you won't never have this, that is not your authority over my life to tell me, or the decision or the power that you have for what I can have over my life. So I probably say I can have all things through Christ who strengthened me. The question is, what are you absorbing in your spiritual life? Are you malnutrition? Can you go to the spiritual doctor and the spiritual doctor say you are very hydrated? Or they can say you are very dehydrated. Yeah, we taking things in. Yeah, we speaking things. Yeah, we eating things. But is it good for your spiritual body?
Yeah.
Is it good for what you could say, I am very hydrated? Or we taking in things that doesn't do our body, our spiritual body, no good? Saints of God, we got to get to the level that we cannot stop somebody's opinion. We cannot stop for somebody what they say or how they feel about you. I got a quotation that I say, let everybody say whatever they want to say about you. But whatever they say about you, if it's not of God, don't let it be true. Let the life that you live speak for itself. Yeah, anybody can lie on you, they can persecute you. But one thing that I do know, walking in the divine will of God, they can say what they want to say, but the truth will always stand. Yes, the lie might have a victory for a moment, and it looks like the lie going to overtake you. But you keep standing on the truth of God, the lie just going to go so far, then it's going to fade away. Heaven and earth may pass away, but God's word is going to stand because his word is the truth. Stand on truth. At the end of the day, laugh at all that other stuff that come by your way. Because because you don't need to go and eat with the chickens. You need to stay and soar with the eagles. The eagle stays up in the air. Michelle Obama said something that is very, simplistic. It was very intriguing. She said something very, very awesome. She said, when they go low, we go high. The question is today, are you going low or are you going high? If you develop envy in your heart, you develop bitterness in your heart, you're not going high, you're going low.
Amen.
If you develop unforgiveness in your heart, if you develop an attitude, you develop things that I don't want to be bothered with them, you are going low.
Yeah.
That means you have calcium on your beak and calcium on your leg that is causing you to be weighted down, and you cannot fly into unknown heights where God can really deliver and work with you.
Yeah.
Saints of God, let's go high, because you have to understand, because they're in church or because they confess that they love God, that doesn't mean they got it going. They got it all together. I love the scripture in the book of Romans for where it says, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. So basically what it was just trying to say, listen, at the end of the day, we all got some type of issues that will cause us to fall short of the Father. But I thank God for grace, that grace and mercy is unsaved and now founded us. And God washed away all of our sins. Today, don't pick up things that is not good for you. Don't take in things that is not good for you. Because you might go to the doctor, and then the doctor will tell you. Even though you might be feeling fine, you walk in and you say, hey, I feel great. But once they do the inner test inside of you, the inner test weed, you are dehydrated. You need some fluids. And we need to put something into you. You know what I like about it when we go to the doctor and they say you're dehydrated? You know, right then and there, it depends on your level of dehydration. They don't tell you to go and get a cup and go and get a gallon of water and begin to drink it. Then we're going to come back and do another test on you. They say, listen, we need to do an IV. We need to put some fluids in you. We need to put something in you. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, before I leave, if you're not in God, you are missing a whole bunch of things that is good for your inner spiritual body. God bless you.
God bless.
God bless you, too, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And God bless you, Mother. Amen. For bringing that word on today. Praise God.
God bless you.
And
God
listen,
bless you.
Amen. 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 And we thank God also, amen, for the prayer that Mother Jackson brought, the corporate prayer. Amen.
Yes,
nothing like the family prayer. Because Jesus will meet us there. Amen. Just a few announcements. Praise God. Remember, come on back at 4 a.m. We got prayer. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And then again, at 7 a.m., We have our own Deacon Joe Jackson that's going to come and give us some nuggets from the Lord. Until then, you have a God-blessed day in the Lord. Good night.
And I know you're scared, 'cause there's no remedy but prayer. Worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moment. The sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind. Yeah, you're gonna make it through the day.